kabonis sibur karmit. You want to talk about a korban sibur? Shani kabonis sibur. Kid Rabbi Tovi, Omar Rabbi, Omar Rabbi Yashio. The Omar Rav Tovi, Omar Rabbi Yashio, Omar Kro. The pasuk says like this: Zoyi had a gemara in shkolim. Zoyi oilas chodesh bekodeshoy. That when it comes to buy kabonis, a korban sibur, that you have to take the money from the trumas halishcha, you have to take the money from every rosh chodesh nisan, the new money you have to use for this coming year. You're not allowed to use last year's money for this coming year's new kabonis. That's the pasuk. Zoyis elas chodesh bekodeshoy. Omra Torah. Chadesh vahavoli korban truma chadoshim. Make a new rosh chodesh. Like make a new gathering of money, and from the new money now, that's what you buy the new kabonis. Like we had in Morin Shkolim, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the month, that from Rosh Chodesh Nisan on, you have to buy the kabonis from the new money we collected this year. That's why in Rosh Chodesh Adar, they will machrizim al machta shekel, that the people should start giving the machta shekel in order that when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they have to take the true matalishka to use the new money, they'll have the new machta shekel. So you have to start using new money for this year's kabonis. Familiar here is good. What happened here? We had a par and a soy from this year, which is a korban sibur. So you're telling me now this year you have two, you don't need it. So kash is the concept of Yudah, why can I leave it over for next year and use it next year? The Torah says for next year, you have to use the money from the new money. This year you bought it from last year's money. So you're not allowed to use this korban next year, because after it comes with Shredish Nisan, you have to use to buy kabonis with the new money. You can't use last year's money. So for sure you can't use last year's korban that you set aside for last year. So Gemara says, Hotayna Soyer. That's good, the Sirizim. That's a korban sibur. The Shnei Sirizim. The two goats is a korban sibur. So where do you buy it from? From the Truma Salishcha. So that's the Salacha, the Chodesh. That when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have to have new money. Of a par, Ma'ikla Meimam. The par of the Yom Kippur that brought, that was his own private korchatis we had before. Where did he pay for it? From his own pocket. It was his own money. That's not called the korban sibur. So something you buy, a korban yochid, you're allowed to buy them last year's money. There's no din you have to use new money for your own private korban. It's only for a korban sibur when we take from the Trumas Halishcha, you have to use the new coming year money. But if a korban, the Kohen Gadol, brought his own special power that he brought, he paid from his own pocket, there's no din. Why can't he use it next year? So again, so if this year we have two Purim, the kasha is, why can't he use it next year? Let him leave it over for next year and use it next year. Par Ma'ik L'meimah. So Marin says, Gzeira Par Rotu Soyer. I'll tell you true. The one that you can't use next year really is only the Soyer. That's a korban sibur you can't use last year's money. But a par is only gzeira. We don't want you to use last year's par next year, because we're afraid maybe you come to use this soyer also. Fred Gemara, good. Of a mishum gzeira yamaiso. So because of this gzeira would have been enough just to say, you can't use the par next year. That's all. You roar, sell it. But what do you have to kill it for? If it's only gzeira dikalocha that you can't use it, it's enough to say don't use it. But what do you have to say yamaiso? What do you have to kill the par for? Just be poyder it, is the kasha. The yod, another kasher is, the Rabbi Tovi, Yom Rabbi Yashi, Yagufam, Mitzvah. That he says before, the new kabbonis of this year has to become from the new money. You can't use last year's money, that's only the mitzvah. It's a nice thing to do. But if you don't do it, it's still kosher. The Yom Rabbi Yudom HaShmuel, kabbonis Sibur, Haboyim B'Echad B'Nisan. The new kabbonis Sibur that you start bringing after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, mitzvah lohavi min hachodesh. True, it's a mitzvah to bring it from the new money collected this year. V'imhevi min hayoshin. Let's say you made a mistake and you brought the kabbonis with last year's money. The loch is yotza, your yotza, but the evidence good to korban. Ela shechisa mitzvah. You only start missing a mitzvah. See here also, lemaisa you have two parim or two sirim left over from last year. You had two sirim last year. So one you used and one is left over. That's the reason, what are you telling me? You can't use it next year because it came from last year's money, but for the effort, if you have it already, you're allowed to use it. So now that you're mafish it already, true, at the beginning maybe you shouldn't have done it. But now that it was done already, you did it be honest, because you lost the first one. That's why you've made a second one. So now that we have two sirizim, it should be mutter to use this one next year. So it's back to the kasha. Why does it you just say, Thomas, you have to kill the second soyer? Why can't you use it for next year? Just leave it over and just leave it over and use it for next year. So the Marcy says, it's a kash even on the soil that it's a kasha. Why can't I leave it over and use it for next year? So Marian says, Elo Amar Abzeirum. Lefi shein ha-goyrul kaveya mishona lechaverta. Because the goyrul, in other words, you have this year, true, you made two goyrulis. You have two serizims. So you want to use the leftover one for next year. I tell you, this year's goyrul doesn't help for next year. A goyrul only helps for this year. It doesn't help for next year, the goyrul. Fred Gemara, good. But v'naisi v'nagrul. True, you can't use last year's goyrul to know which one is the chatas, which one is lazozel, but the serim you could use. So leave it for next year, and next year I'll tell you, make a new goyrul next year. So what's wrong? Make a new goyrul next year. So again, it's shver, why can't you use the serizim next year? So Mara says, you should have to make a new one. But that's Gemara's kasha, not good. V'naisi v'nagrul. So that's not so good, fellas. We'll wait for next year, we'll make a new goyrul next year. So Marin says, Gzeiro Hashem yoimru ha-goyrul kaveya mishon l'chaverta. It's a gzeiro. If people see you using the second goyrul from last year, they'll think, really, you're semichon last year's goyrul. They're not going to know you're making a new goyrul. And they'll say you did something wrong. Like, they'll think 1 year's goyrul could help for the next year also. Fred Gemara, even if you want to make such a gzeiro, hotenach soyer, that's only a good gzeiro for the soyer. Of the par, Michael Amemar. What's wrong with the par? What should be wrong with the par? The power doesn't need a girl. The power is the power of the Kohen Gadol. What's wrong with that? So Marian says, Gzeira par rotu soyer. Tell you it's a gzeira. If you're going to use this year's power next year, we're afraid you're going to use this soyer also next year. Fred Gemardo, Mishum Gzeira, Yemaisu. But Mishum Gzeira, you have to say, kill the power. It's enough just to say, don't use it. And let it pass until it becomes a bamum. But what do you have to kill it for? So Marian says, a noob shot. Omer Rabbon in Kaima Debaya. I tell you, Gzeira, Mishum Chatish, Yemaisu Baleho. The reason why you have to kill it was the gzeira mishum achatis shemesa baleim. Like we're afraid maybe the balem will mace. Like l'moshul the par the kohen gadol brings, that's his own private chatis. So let's say from 1 year to another year the kohen gadol dies, and next year you have a new kohen gadol. So next year's kohen gadol is not allowed to use last year's kohen gadol's korban because it's a chatis shemesa baleim. So Mela, by the power, at least we have a gzeira. Even if the kohen gadol stays alive, we can't use it next year. The gzeira ought to win a case. But maybe the Kohen Gadol will die in between. Yeah. Rashi Hashem Yomos Hakoyim Bishon Azu. Yeah. For the Marhot Teinach Par. That's only good. The Par, that's the Korban Tzibur like. That's the Kohen Gadol's own Korban. Of the Soya Michael Amembam. The Soya was a Korban Tzibur. By a Korban Tzibur, we never say Shem Yomos that maybe the people will die. So our answer is Gzeira Soyer Oto Par. I tell you it's a Gzeira. The soyer ought to the power. That if we can't use the soyer because we're afraid, maybe you come to use the power. For the Gemara, though, again, umishum gzeru yemaisu. But really, the soyer you should be allowed to use. Because we're not afraid anybody's going to die, because it's a carbon seber. So you're only saying don't use the soyer, ought to use the power. So just umishum gzeru, we don't ever say yemaisu, you have to kill it. It's enough just to say not to use it. So again, shver, why is it then yemaisu, you have to kill it? So Marian says, elo gzeru, mishum chate shavru shinosam. I tell you, it's a new gzeira. We're afraid maybe a chatas, especially by a sir izim. A sir izim, you're only allowed to use the first year it's old. Once it becomes a year old, you're not allowed to use it anymore. So maybe this soyer, if you set it aside this year, if you want to use it again next year, the chur is going to be over a year old. And over a year old, you can't use it. So that's why this soyer you can't use. So Mar says it's a gzeira, mishum chatas shav rishnosa. It's a gzeira, maybe you come to use this soyer after it's a year old, and maybe it'll be possible. Freddy Gemara, Gzeira, he goofa chat the shavish nasi. Like, what do you mean it's a Gzeira? Maybe, for sure it has to be that way. Because what happened? You set it aside this year for this Yom Kippur, and you have it left over, you have two of them. So what do you want to use it for next year? By next year, Yom Kippur has to be over a year old. If you had it this year, so next year Yom Kippur is a year. So of other it's puzzle. What are you telling me only Mishum Gzeira? So Gemara answers, no, hold on, Kasha. I tell you to Rebbe. I tell you, go now according to Rebbe Shita. The Bikitsa Rebbe says, you know what's called the year old by its English birthday. It has to live 365 days. If it lives that time, the Maisa Chamam, that's called the year old. So the Maisa, from one Yom Kippur to another Yom Kippur, we hold Bas Levona. It's 11 days less than that. So it could be it's not a year old Taka. So Mel, it's possible to say the Soyer is still only less than a year old by next year Yom Kippur. That's why it's only Xera that it's also. Like Slamoshal, the carbon itself has to at least be 8 days old when you make it. So it's possible this year Yom Kippur, the soy was 8 days old. When it comes next year Yom Kippur, it could be three more days than these, so it's a year old, it could be. So maybe really it would be kosher. There's only exactly that maybe the soy you used this year was more than 11 days old. Then by next year, it's over a year. Rebbe says, Tetanya, the Pasuk says, Shono Temima, that means, Moine Sholosh Meyes Veshishim Vechomesh Yoim. Kiminyin Yemoysa Chama Dibri Rebbe. The Rebbe says, that the Pasuk says, is Negei to the Lochis of Vibote Yori Choyma, that Lios Chalutul Lokeach, that when does Lokeach have a right to keep it? After the first year. Now what's called Shana Temima, what's called one complete year? Rebbe holds that's 365 days. Dibri Rebbe. Count 12 months. Like that, 12 Hebrew months. The Yim Nisabra. Nisabra.